How many followers do you have? Seriously, think about the number. Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube. Whatever the total is, I want you to sit with one question. If every one of those platforms shut your account down tomorrow, how many of those people could you contact? For most service-based business owners, the answer is close to zero. You've spent years building something you don't actually own. Those aren't your followers. Those are Instagram's followers that you're allowed to talk to for now, under their rules. And the rules change whenever they want. This episode is about the single most important infrastructure decision in your business, the one that determines whether you're building on solid ground or renting space from a landlord who can change the terms at any time. And it's not just about newsletters, it's about every form of owned attention available to you right now and why the data says owned audiences outperform rented ones by a margin that should make you rethink everything. This is true in every market. The consultant in Bogota who built their entire client pipeline on Instagram is one algorithm change away from silence. The coach in Nairobi who gets all their leads from TikTok is one policy update away from starting over. The speaker in Mumbai who relies on LinkedIn for inbound is one platform shift away from invisibility. Owned audience infrastructure solves this problem regardless of where you are or what platform happens to be popular in your market right now. If you're new here, hi, I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it. And here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily. I help you keep up. Let me give you the numbers first, because they're not what most people expect. Email marketing converts at 4.24%. Search traffic converts at 2.49%. Social media converts at 0.59%. That's not a small difference. Email converts at more than seven times the rate of social media. And email is 40 times more effective at acquiring new customers than Facebook and Twitter combined. The return on investment for email marketing is between $36 and $42 for every single dollar you spend. That number is higher than paid ads, higher than social media advertising, and higher than SEO. The average newsletter open rate across all industries is 38.7%. Compare that to social media, where your content is seen by roughly 10% of your followers on a good day, and that 10% is trending down every year as platforms monetize your reach and sell it back to you through ads. Here's the one that really matters. Email engagement lasts an average of 12 or more days. A social media post lasts a few hours. Your newsletter is sitting in someone's inbox for almost 2 weeks. Your Instagram story disappeared yesterday. Those numbers alone should change how you allocate your time. But it gets even more interesting when you look at podcasts. Podcast listeners are a completely different category of audience. The average podcast listener spends 7 hours per week listening. 70% of listeners finish most or all of each episode. Think about that. Someone is choosing to spend 30 to 40 minutes with you in their ear, giving you their focused attention while they drive, while they clean, while they cook, while they exercise, while they play with their kids. I know this because I live it. I'm a busy mom. I have a 6-year-old and an almost 3-year-old. I can't tell you the last time I watched TV unless it was a really good anime, but I listen to podcasts every single day. When I'm driving, when I'm cleaning, when I'm in the shower, when I'm playing with my kids, and I just have it on in the background. That's not screen time. That's not doom scrolling. That's choosing to spend quality time with someone's ideas. And I open newsletters every single morning. That's how I stay informed. That's how I learn. That's the relationship I have with the people I follow. And I'm not unusual. 52% of podcast listeners say they feel closer to podcast hosts than to any other type of media personality. 59% of listeners say podcast hosts are more trustworthy than influencers. 83% of senior executives listened to a podcast in the past week. These are your ideal clients, the people with buying power, the people who make decisions, and they are spending hours with podcast hosts who show up consistently. Compare that to social media. Someone scrolls past your 30-second reel in 2 seconds. They might double tap, they might not. There's no relationship being built in that interaction. There's no trust forming. There's no depth. You're competing with cat videos and political arguments for a fragment of attention that the algorithm is already throttling. Now, I'm not saying social media is useless. It's not. I post 3 to 5 shorts a day. I scheduled them 2 weeks ago, and I don't even think about them. They're running. They're doing their job. Discovery is real and important. Social media is how people find you, but it is not where the relationship lives. The relationship lives in the owned channel. The podcast they listen to every week, the newsletter they open every morning, the email list you can contact directly without anyone's permission. Let me define what owned audience actually means, because people use the term loosely. An owned audience is one where you control the access. You have the email addresses, you have the podcast subscribers, no algorithm decides whether your content reaches them, no platform can revoke your access to those people without your involvement. A rented audience is one where a platform controls the access. Instagram followers, TikTok followers, LinkedIn connections, YouTube subscribers, Facebook group members, Pinterest followers. The platform decides what percentage of those people see your content on any given day. The platform can change the rules. The platform can shut your account down. People have been getting their accounts shut down. Terms and conditions change, and when they do, you lose everything you built on that platform overnight. Now, rented platforms are still essential for discovery. That's where new people find you. But the goal is to move them from rented to owned as fast as possible. I'm actually launching ManyChat to help with exactly this. When someone finds me on Instagram or TikTok, ManyChat gives them a direct path to my podcast and newsletter without me manually responding to every comment or DM. It's an automated bridge from rented attention to owned attention. That's the play. Discovery happens on social. The relationship moves to owned channels immediately. Here is what you should own in priority order. Priority 1, your email list. This is the foundation. Every person on your email list gave you their address because they want to hear from you. You control when they hear from you. You control what they see. There's no algorithm between you and your subscriber. And the conversion data backs this up. Email is where the money is, not because it's flashy, because it works. Priority 2, your podcast. A podcast subscriber has made a deliberate choice to spend sustained time with you. That is the highest quality attention available in any medium right now. 44% of weekly podcast listeners have purchased something after hearing it on a podcast. That's not awareness, that's conversion. And the listener loyalty is extraordinary. Most listeners stick to 3 to 5 favorite shows,
Once you're in that rotation, you're in their life every week. Priority 3, your content on your own domain, your blog, your website, your resources page. This is content you own that lives on infrastructure you control. It ranks in search. It gets indexed by AI tools. It compounds over time. Nobody can throttle it. Nobody can take it down. Social media and Pinterest are priority 4. Use them for discovery. Use them for reach. Post consistently. Pinterest is especially powerful because pins have a much longer shelf life than any other social platform. A pin can drive traffic for months or even years after you post it. But even Pinterest is rented land. You're building visibility on their platform. The goal is always the same. Move people from discovery to your own channels as quickly as possible. Let me tell you what this looks like in practice, because I'm living it right now. I'm starting a new demanding role. I'm honored to do it. I think it's a really cool career move, and I get to do work that matters to me, but that means I don't have time for social media in the way most people think about it. I'm not sitting there engaging in comments for 2 hours a day. I'm not optimizing my posting schedule based on what the algorithm wants this week. I don't have time to learn another algorithm and do all of the interaction that social media demands. But if you look at my social media, I've been posting 3 shorts a day that I scheduled 2 weeks ago. I don't even think about it. It's just happening. And this podcast that you're listening to right now is giving you my ideas, my thoughts, my thinking as I'm learning it and discovering things with AI. And I don't need to spend 10 or 15 or 20 hours a week to do this. I spend less than 3 after setting up the infrastructure. This podcast is dropped in multiple languages. Still my cadence, still my voice. But in languages I don't have the privilege of knowing how to speak yet. That is how global this is. That's how fast it's moving. I could drop 5 podcast episodes in a day. I'd probably do it daily if I didn't think that would inundate y'all with too much information. That's why we do it twice a week with bonus episodes in between, so you can get bite-sized pieces too, because we're all busy. I don't have time to sit there and scroll all day and be in the doom scroll and be manipulated by an algorithm. And the really big thing is that you don't own it. The algorithms change all the time. The goals of these platforms are to keep people scrolling, not to build your business. So here's what I want you to build this week. If you don't have an email list, start one. Behive is free to start. Collect addresses from every client, every colleague, every person who says they want to hear from you. Send your first issue using the voice note method. 5 minutes of talking about what you know, transcribed, refined with AI, and sent. I've linked my ultimate AI agents and systems list in the show notes. It has tools for email lists, podcast hosting, building businesses, all of it. That list is a great starting point if you don't know where to begin. If you don't have a podcast, consider starting one. You can build and launch a podcast in a weekend using AI tools. Your voice clone handles the audio. Your content engine handles the distribution. Your active time investment is the thinking. That's it. If you're already on social media, but you have no owned audience, your priority for the next 30 days is clear. Every piece of social content you publish should include one call to action. Join the email list, listen to the podcast, visit the website, move people from rented land to owned land. Every single post, the businesses that survive every platform change, every algorithm update, every terms of service revision are the ones that built on owned infrastructure. Everyone else is renting. And the landlord can change the terms whenever they want.
owned audiences make you money because they convert at 7 times the rate of social media. They buy back your time because you're not constantly chasing algorithm changes. And they give you options because no single platform can take your business down. More money, more time, more options, all from one infrastructure decision. The newsletter is where I break down specific agent setups, tools, and workflows every week. Sign up at newsletter.seedandsociety.com. You can find any tools I've mentioned, used, or researched at my Ultimate AI Agents and Systems list at resources.seedandsociety.com. And if you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps this free education reach more people, or share it with someone you know needs it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.